Tell them you heard about investing on my show, and they'll find the right plan for your budget. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. It's unprecedented in American history. A sitting president has been impeached twice. Donald Trump, who was impeached once in 2019, has been impeached now a second time. This impeachment is for incitement of insurrection for remarks he made to a large group of supporters objecting to the November election. A violent crowd stormed the U.S. Capitol shortly afterward. Five people died in the violence. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern claims President Trump sent a clear signal that his backers should storm the Capitol.
Our country came under attack, not from a foreign nation, but from within. These were not protesters. These were not patriots. These were traitors. These were domestic terrorists, Mr. Speaker. And they were acting under the orders of Donald Trump.
While Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says congressional Democrats are tuning out most Americans.
Democrats can investigate the President of the United States, as Mr. Hoyer went through, try to impeach him, investigate him for 4 years, but will not look at an election that 80 million Americans, half the electorate, 80 million Republicans and Democrats have their doubts about.
10 Republican House members, including the number 3 House GOP leader, supported efforts to impeach President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday blocked a quick Senate impeachment trial for President Trump, but did not rule out that he might eventually vote to convict the now twice impeached president. A spokesman from McConnell says the Republican leader had informed Democrats that he would block their effort to quickly call the chamber back into emergency session to put Trump on trial. The House voted 232 to 197 to impeach Trump, and McConnell's move means the Senate trial was all but certain to be delayed until after Joe Biden's inauguration as president on January 20th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 8 points, but the Nasdaq rose 56. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
Dinovite.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County School Board will consider a plan to reopen schools, which has been scaled back from the first one presented in November. The plan to be voted on tomorrow only calls for small groups of students to return to campuses for what's being called voluntary academic and socio-emotional intervention. The new recommendations do not have a defined timetable for a limited return. Meanwhile, school district students got more failing grades during this past fall semester's distance learning when compared to previous years. The just-released grade data shows more than 90% of the district schools assigned more Fs and more than 77% assigned more Ds in the fall semester of 2020 than in the previous year. Those numbers follow a national trend of student achievement, which is suffering during school closures due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The Nevada National Guard is sending more than 200 troops to Washington, D.C. to help the security during the presidential inauguration. Local Guard officials say the action was not prompted by last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol, that the units were already scheduled to support the inauguration at January 20th event.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
As we check out the traffic cams right now, look for reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor, 15 south at Oki, north 15 at Hacienda. Heavy congestion on the Beltway, 215 west at St. Rose. The left lane is affected there. And do look out for a crash slowing things down. That's 215 westbound at Green Valley.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means a Chuck Muth day, an historic day in our nation's capital. 232-197, the House voted to impeach President Trump for the second time. And in fact, they're doing the engrossment, kind of a signing of the bill, type of thing by the House Speaker. They're doing the engrossment ceremony right now in the Capitol. What does this all mean? What does this mean for the future for Donald J. Trump? Let's check in with our buddy Chuck Muth, who joins us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And Chuck, Republicans voted, not a lot of them, but a few, voted for impeachment. 232-197. What do you make of it?
Well, it was less than a dozen. I think last I saw it was 10, 9 or 10 Republicans. But it only takes one Republican to allow Democrats to claim that it was, quote, bipartisan. So you've got that, though. They will always say that it was bipartisan, when clearly it wasn't really bipartisan when you had so many Republicans vote against impeachment. And I think it's embarrassing for the Democrats. I think it was foolish. This was purely political vengeance. They simply want to tarnish Donald Trump's His legacy by saying he's the only president to have ever been impeached twice, even though they know there's no way that he's going to be actually convicted in a Senate trial for what they are claiming. It'll never happen. This is simply, it's just very petty and vindictive on the part of the Democrats. And among those Republicans, some of them incurred the president's wrath over the years, themselves, and so this was their payback. That's all this is.
Let's go back to last Wednesday. Tell me what happened. I can't believe that these people were MAGA people, the people in the helmets and the body armor and with the chains and the sticks and different things. You can't tell me those are Trump people. It just doesn't look like them.
No, those folks may have been supporting Trump as opposed to the alternative Joe Biden, but they weren't what you and I and everyone else that of rational mind would call a Trump supporter. They may have been Trump supporters, but they're a fringe element of the Trump supporters. This is not indicative of what we saw, and I personally participated in, I believe you did too, Kevin, going to a Trump rally. Was always peaceful. It was a fun event, and it was to show support for the president or for his agenda. A handful of people decided they wanted to incite something beyond what you normally saw at a Trump rally, and they did. Unfortunately, in the heat of the moment, I think some of Trump's normal supporters who wouldn't have initiated that on their own saw the barriers come down and just followed the crowd and went up the steps, and some even went into the building. Now, you also have to differentiate between those who broke into the building, and there's another video that I saw where Capitol Police opened the doors and essentially welcomed those folks in with open arms. And I was amazed watching it live on television that if this was an insurrection or a riot, how orderly they were in walking between the velvet ropes inside the rotunda. So, the left, of course, is going to use this to try to paint everybody as a rioter and an insurrectionist and a seditionist, but it's just not true no matter how often they say it. They just hope that, repeating it often enough, a lot of people will believe it, and they'll probably get away with it with a lot of people.
I'm not an attorney. I know you're not either, and so I'm kind of begging here for just a little something. Who do you think these people were?
It could have been any number of people, and the thing is, we'll see. An investigation will find out who some of these are. Some of them will be right-wing extremists. Some were involved in violent protests. They may have been involved with the Proud Boys or, some other organizations. And you may find, that some of the instigators were, in fact, part of Antifa protests in the past. Regardless of who it was, it really doesn't matter who they represent. They were not indicative of the general Trump supporters. And if what they did, what they did do as far as damaging property, ransacking offices, if they're caught, they should be tried, and if convicted, sentenced harshly. No question about it. And it's the same thing that you and I have been saying about those who did the same sorts of things, actually a lot worse, during the Black Lives Matter protest over the summer, where buildings were literally burned to the ground, cars were overturned, rocks and bottles were thrown at police officers. We condemn that, and we condemn those who did similar actions at the Capitol last week.
And in fact, I talked yesterday with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. She and a large group of people had helped stage the rally on the Ellipse, and also had a stage set up on the south end of the Capitol. The problem is everybody went to the west end of the Capitol and nobody went to the south end, and they were there, and there was no party. There were no speakers. There was no anything, which tells you that these people had planned this out. And this is where it troubles me that they're talking about everybody that was wearing a MAGA hat is probably guilty of something. The fact is that this was pre-planned and that it was organized. So doesn't that tell you that all of these people that ended up going to the Capitol weren't incited to riot or insurrection, but that this was a planned out terrorist attack.
There was, and again, we'll have to wait until the final results of the full investigation are completed. But I've seen reports where the timeline indicates that the two pipe bombs, one at the Democrat National Committee office, the other at the Republican National Committee office, were planted before the president had even finished his remarks at the Ellipse. So this notion that it was the president's speech where he said to peacefully march to Capitol Hill incited these actions and this riot is just, you know, if that timeline is proved out to be accurate, it's just absolutely absurd to believe that it was the president's remarks in his speech that caused this. It simply did not.
I'm curious what you think, and I asked this of Michael McDonald yesterday, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and I'm just curious, is this going to injure the, well, it's obviously going to injure the Trump brand, but is it going to injure the Republican, the conservative brand in America? Is it going to make it tougher on us?
I think it's always tough on us. I'm less concerned with what happened at that one particular rally perpetrated by a handful of Trump supporters, as I am the reaction by big tech and the media afterwards in shutting down the free speech of American citizens. Well, and I always want to say, these private entities have the right to control that on their own. They're a private entity. It's not the government, so it's not necessarily a First Amendment violation. But what they did is very concerning and should be concerning to everyone of every political stripe and ideology, that these few tech companies are able to so control the conversations that we have about politics and government in this country. That worries me more than what damage may or may not be done to the Republican Party brand. Look, Republicans are good at ruining their own brand on a regular basis. They are often their own worst enemy. But I don't believe that this in and of itself is going to ruin the Republican brand. I think the Republicans will find other ways to do that.
They usually do. I'm just curious. I was going to get you into this big tech thing, but conservatives have no place to go. Parler, headquartered in Henderson, is being shut down, essentially, by big tech. How do we fix that? Is that going to be something the courts are going to have to sort out?
I think probably, because, and I've been one, I know a number of conservatives and Republicans have been calling for government regulation of the big tech, social media, for a while. And my position has always been that, yes, there's a problem there with them censoring conservative speech, but the solution isn't government regulation. No good can come of that. That the alternative should be for conservatives to do with social media what conservatives did with Fox News to combat CNN. You set up an alternative venue. Well, they did that. They tried to do that with Parler, and when it became obvious that a lot of conservatives were heading over to Parler, even before President Trump may or may not have done such, then they yanked the ability of Parler to exist out. And that looks more like collusion between these big tech giants by yanking their hosting and their server abilities. And I think that's more of a problem than the free speech aspect of it. I think you may see legislation now going after big tech because of what they did in the Parler. I think that's probably the most egregious example that we've seen so far, but I don't think we're finished yet, Kevin. There are payment processors that are stopping conservatives from accepting contributions online, websites being shut down. So I think this is going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
When Trump leaves office a week from today, less than 1 week away, will a lot of this go away?
You mean the censorship?
Yeah.
I think the blowback that we're seeing against some of these tech giants for what they have done has caused them to say, oh, Well, I mean, Twitter lost, what, 10 or 12% of its value after it shut down President Trump?
Yeah.
And the one thing that matters more to them than anything else is money. So I think what you probably will see is that they will ease up on the yoke a little bit once the president has left office. They'll say, yeah, we only did that temporarily. But the problem is the danger will still exist, that if somebody else comes in and tries to do something along the same lines of President Trump, a conservative rises to prominence, then they're in the position to be able to do it again, and that's the real danger that we have.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're going to talk about education. Report cards have come in, and they're not very good. Distance learning is a failure. A failure. We'll talk about that and more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday Hump Day edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702 596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You got to love it. We're talking with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and the report cards for the first semester are in, and they're not very good. I guess I got to ask you, are you surprised? I mean, last year was, you know, the second semester last year was a lost year when they tried doing distance learning, and none of the kids were online. Are you surprised by this, though, the numbers?
Oh, not at all. It's not surprising at all. Look, I know you and I have talked about this before, Kevin. I've homeschooled my kids, or I should say my wife has primarily homeschooled our kids, for their entire educational experience. And a lot of it has been done online in digital learning. It is a tremendous tool. But a lot of the parents who were forced into this position were neither ready, willing, or able to do such distance learning education, and so it doesn't surprise me at all that a lot of the kids have failed in that regard. That doesn't mean that distance learning isn't a valuable tool or couldn't be successful, but it's got to be done by people who want to do that. Unfortunately, a lot of parents were not given that choice. They were told, nope, your kids can't come into the classroom. You now have to do it yourself, even if both parents are working full-time. And that's just wrong, and no, it's not surprising at all that maybe kids aren't able to do that on their own without parental oversight.
How much do you know about this new, revised plan for ending the distance, or at least abbreviating the distance learning? Do you know much about it at all? And I mean, they keep backing away and backing away and backing away. Pretty soon there's going to be nothing left.
You were talking about the Clark County School District?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think, Kevin, I don't think they know what the heck they're doing or what any of it means. They're making it up as they go along. And let's be real here. The problem is not the school district or the board of trustees or the parents or even the teachers themselves. It's the teachers' union that represents those teachers. They are using this coronavirus crisis to advance their political agenda. We all know it. We all can see it. And in a way, the silver lining is, while folks like you and me and your listeners and my readers have known that the teachers' union is what's really harming education in our public schools today, a lot of parents didn't see it. They're not active in politics the way we are. They have families to take care of and jobs to go to. But they're seeing it now. They're seeing that it is, in fact, the teachers' union that's keeping their children out of classrooms, even though, now, unless the teacher is over 65 years of age or has an underlying health condition, they are not at high risk. And we all know the science has demonstrated that the kids themselves are not at a high risk. So there's no reason for these classrooms not to be open other than the teachers' union is standing in the doorway and telling these children they can't come in.
Wanted in our final couple of minutes talk about the vaccine. We are one of the least vaccinated states in the nation. The governor came on the other day talking about this and said, "Well, we're gonna expand the vaccine to people 70 and under or over." And then the day after that, Alex Azar comes out, the head of Health and Human Services in Washington, and says, "No, we're going down to 65." Gavin Newsom just today announced they're going to go to 65. We have not yet heard from our governor. I'm sure we'll hear from him today or tomorrow. This whole vaccine distribution, it has been another fiasco on the resume of Governor Sisolak. What do you make of the way they've gone about this?
Oh, he's blown it again as usual. I'm going by memory, but I think we have been sent 170,000 vaccines.
You are right.
And
you are right.
Only 60,000 have been administered. That's not President Trump's fault. That's not the federal government's fault. That's not Congress's fault. That's Governor Sisolak's fault. He has known that this vaccine was coming for months now. He's had months to prepare for this. And so there's no way that he can get away with saying that it's the federal government's fault and that it's because they didn't have a plan to do this. It's because Governor Sisolak didn't have a plan to do it. Or if he did, it was not well thought out. As you noted,